when I see a Prius on the road, I pull up next to it and I rev my Corvette next to him. I do everything I can to waste all the gas.
Anybody. What if she sits down and watches their OnlyFans content and then goes and has the dinner date?
And Dawn.
Cocaine is a real deterrent of food.
There's all types of things I did that were dangerous.
The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.
We got this email, rad at radradio.com. Now, it takes us back to last week, and it needs a little bit of a setup. First of all, the email is from Jesse.
Morning, Jesse. I had to lay there, but I'm here now. You want to sit on my lap?
I tried. I tried to kill as much time as possible. I was hoping you were right there. Again, the Doc Brown extension cord thing. Last week, we dove down the always fun grammar hole. Because one of our pressure cooker questions had to do with heteropalindromes, which are words that are different words when spelled backwards. Like the question was, what is golf spelled backwards? It's a different word. It's flog. So you take any word where you can spell it backwards, it becomes another word, which caused some confusion with palindromes, which are things like race car, which are the same word when spelled backwards.
Mind blown.
Sounds like something flying in the air.
So race car backwards is race car. It's like mom, right? Mom backwards is mom.
Whoa.
Right, yeah. Rotor backwards is rotor.
Dad backwards is dad.
Very good. But a heteropalindrome is a word where spelled backwards is a word, but it's a totally different word. Like golf spelled backwards is flog. Okay?
Right.
Rat spelled backwards is tar. Got it?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Somehow, all of that also led us to discussing anagrams, which is where you take a word, you create a word or a phrase or a name by rearranging the letters of another word. So you take cinema and you use the same letters and you can create Iceman.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Right? Okay.
Sure.
Jesus. So that's the setup, too.
Fun. That's a game show.
Brandon's Instagram.
Iceman?
Handle. Jesus. Brandon's Instagram handle is an anagram of his name.
Correct.
It's not strangled bacon.
Yes, and I didn't put any thought into it. I just typed in my full name into some sort of Instagram name generator thing, and it came up with multiple choices that didn't make any sense, but this is the one that made the most sense. So zero effort and creativity on my part, except for going to Instagram name generator.
Yeah, this was before the days of ChatGPT and AI.
Yeah.
He had to actually go to an anagram generator.
So there was work involved. I do appreciate, though, your original Instagram generator thingy, because when I don't know what something is called, I always end with thingy.
Well, that is the technical
whatever
term.
Whatever it is, thingy.
Yeah.
I got to try using that on ChatGPT and see what it says to me. So I think last week or recently when we were talking about not strangled bacon being an anagram of Brandon's full name, as he just said, there was a passing comment made by, I think Brandon made a passing comment like, so figure it out or like decipher it or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And
I don't know that we meant it as a real challenge, but Jesse took it as one. No.
Oh, cool.
I think we've actually, Brandon's real last name has actually been said, a real last name on the air, because some people use air names, some people use legal names, whatever, has been said less than a half dozen times.
I use our legal name, Key.
Right, everybody knows, Dawn Key. I mean, how do you hide that? Clearly her real name. There's no reason for it. It's just, the show evolved away from that. You don't need our last. Kyle's last name is impossible to pronounce, anyways.
Yeah,
are you
gets it right.
You German or Polish? Or
Icelandic.
What is that?
Icelandic. It means, yeah.
Oh,
there's a region in Iceland, and we're
cool.
The sons of that region. Is that what our last name means?
Is it Halldorsen?
Yep, Halldorsen. So we're the sons of Haldor.
Sounds very Nordic.
That's awesome.
All right.
In the day when it mattered, he would have probably been told to change. That doesn't flow off the tongue.
Right, you can't say that. Yeah.
We were Vikings. We conquered and pillaged and did terrible things.
She didn't mean back in the day like that.
Oh, no.
She meant
back
in radio.
Day in radio when names mattered. Like you had to come up with some kitschy first and last name. They would have told you, no, you can't have that.
Yes, actually, when I was training back in the old days, about 5 years ago to be on air, I was going through a little bit of a little training session with somebody else, and they told me that my name wasn't good enough for radio and that I needed to change it. So my nickname on my little air checks was Cody Simmons. Figured I'd steal Gene Simmons' last name and I stole my little brother's name.
Oh,
yes.
You chose it. Okay.
Yes.
Because like a programmer, the first thing I thought, so if your last name is Halldorsen, somebody would say, just call yourself Kyle Hall. you know, or something like that.
See, good. Now that sounds great.
But either
way. Radio names back in the day.
Have we ever, Brandon, have we ever said, and I don't even know it, hopefully you don't take offense to that, but I mean, usually dudes don't know these things, your middle name?
No, we haven't, but it is public record somewhere. Well, that, this isn't a challenge to go searching right. for my public records to find out. You don't get a prize. In fact, it would hurt my ego. But
you'll find some records.
They're there.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, too, is it's like there's no such thing as privacy. And this is why I always joke. I don't joke about it. I always laugh at people who think privacy is even a thing. And it's like you want to know where somebody lives. It's like 3 seconds. You can do it without any great technological training or knowledge or anything. So, I mean, part of this is so dumb, et cetera. But Jesse took the challenge seriously. He says, I'm catching up on past episodes. You guys were talking about anagrams, like Brandon's Not Strangled Bacon Instagram page. Mm-hmm. You challenged us.
Not yeah, really.
I don't think so. To give it a shot and figure out the name. So here is my guess.
Well, you're the first one to turn in your homework.
So Not Strangled Bacon, for those that are longtime listeners, you do know that Brandon's last name is Angel, and there's a lot of the letters that are in there that make sense. Like, oh, yeah, but there's this S, like strangled.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Anty.
What is that? Yeah. And then there's a T. Okay, so Jesse thinks that your middle name is Scott.
That's correct.
All right. There we go. There we go. Mystery solved. All right.
So my name is so blanked up. If I were to give you my full name, it'd be like, oh, yeah, you are Mexican. But because there's like right. seven of them some of them are like, you know, maiden names. So I'm not going to give that out because if people are typing my name into the internet using maiden names, what else are they going to try to get access to? But anyway.
Yeah. And you've shared on the air. You've got to do something with Social Security. Your name's all blanked up.
In the process, you know, because I can't commit to anything or finish anything.
Meanwhile, back at Brandon's lair, the fiance pops up and says, wait a minute, you can't commit to finish or anything.
Well,
we're engaged.
She would be the first to tell you, why you can't finish books. This is why you don't finish XYZ. It's not necessarily that I don't finish her or don't commit to her, because those are the things that come first.
Got it.
So, no. I reword it to, it's not that you don't finish the book, it's you lost interest. Right?
Just lie.
Well, no, I think it is because we lose interest.
I don't lose.
Oh, you
I,
don't?
No, because they're all the books that I've been reading, except ones that I do lose interest in, I just go, okay, I'm done. I'm not going to listen to that one. But I do commit and get into it, and then all of a sudden, you know, there's a squirrel, and then it's time to do other things.
Oh, and you wish you would have finished.
It is.
Instead of like, I'll go, yeah, I never wanted to finish that book. That got dumb.
It is highly likely that I have some form of ADHD that has gone undiagnosed. Because, like, even over the weekend while we were in Hollywood to see the show at the Hollywood Bowl, we were in our hotel room, and I was darting all over the place, like starting one thing and not finishing the other. And I find myself doing that more often in here in the studio. Like, okay, I have to tell myself one thing at a time, because I'll start texting somebody and then I'll start working on a project that's not due for another couple of days. Long story short, I don't have a very good attention span.
As a fake doctor on the radio, allow me to diagnose the fact all three of you have ADHD.
No!
I work with a gaggle of people that have ADHD. Diagnosed or not.
Yeah.
So you're just fitting in with the crew,
yeah,
Brando.
That's why it feels normal.
Wear it proudly. And so, like, I guess I'd be saying this to Kyle, too, since you said he had it as well.
Oh, I have.
And I mean this in a positive way. The female here can help you, because this is also such a female trait of where we want to do a million things at once. And it is, like you say, it's like a conscious thing of like, okay, right now I want to text that person, but I'm working on this. Mm-hmm. And you have to literally tell yourself, no, do this and then do the text. And I know Rob has said this, and my husband has said this as well throughout the years. Just envision a file cabinet, whatever it is, in your brain. And you're only opening the drawer of the thing you're gonna do. And then you close that one. And I mean, listen, it's taken years. So maybe it'll take you guys less time. But it's taken years to do that.
I find that my most productive days are when I actually write out my checklist. I'm like, I have to accomplish these things in this timeline. And then I go, check. I did it yesterday. And I was like, ha, I'm ahead of the game. Let's go.
See, that, both great points. Kyle, I actually did employ a to-do list on my phone and on my notes so I can look at it on my computer. And that has served me well so far this week because I was basically shamed into it by my fiance over the week. Not directly, but hey, get your crap in order because you're just like all over the place. And a to-do list would really help your mentals. And that she told me that probably a year ago. And I still haven't employed it. Here we are. I am. And it's working out. And Dawn, to your husband's suggestion about the filing cabinet, that sounds like discipline and work. And I know that's the thing that I do need to put energy into because normally I'm like, discipline. But and now it's like, I got to do this.
It's also a form of compartmentalization, too, which
that
is
word, yep.
which is a big thing for those of us with a lot going on in our brains to where you you put everything in a different compartment and you only open that drawer that Dawn's talking about. But there's always contradictory things to this as well because the other thing you learn with Kyle's list thing and what you're talking about, Brando, is as you go through the process, my wife and I were just talking about this weekend because she was so frustrated at me because I hadn't like opened an email. I'm like, babe, here's the thing. I've learned and reminded myself not everything needs to be done right now.
Yes.
And not everyone needs a response right now.
Yep.
And not everything needs to be handled right now.
100%.
As a business owner who sometimes has to wait 30 to 60 days to get paid, sometimes 90 days, 120 days. Those of you that run businesses know how this works. There's not everyone gets what they want right away. And just because we live in a world where people believe that if you post something online or you post on the comment section or you make a comment that or you send an email that the other person has read it within 18 seconds, that's not reality.
Yep.
I have unopened emails from 2 weeks ago. You know what? It's not a priority. Yeah. Not something I need to get to right now. And that's okay. And you have to kind of recognize that and balance all these things out, which brings us back to Dawn and another contradiction. So there's legitimately times where she's partway through the example was a book. And she says, you know what? I've lost my attention. I really don't want to finish this. Okay. Then there's the opposite, where we force ourselves to finish things that we know we shouldn't because we're committed to them.
Yeah.
The only one that comes to mind is, unfortunately, the example we've given a million times, Dawn and I both, finishing the last 5 seasons of Shameless.
Yes.
A great TV show for 6 to 7 years.
What a great example.
And horrible. And we tortured ourselves.
Let me tell you something.
Through those last, because we just had to finish.
But I am a person who is more willing to torture my, I'm sorry, children, if you're listening, don't listen to this part. Mm. I am more willing to torture myself with something that I'm watching as than torturing myself with a book I don't want to finish.
Oh.
And you know, what you were saying there about a time and a place, for me, that just came with age and experiencing over and over again how it's torturous when you think it all has to be done in a certain time frame. And we really lie and tell ourselves that. And then when you sit and look at, which I started doing, I started this in probably in my late 40s, I started looking going, is that really something that has to be done this minute? Actually, no. Actually, this thing could be done next week. This one could be done in a month. This one, yeah. This one right here, this really is the important one. And it is so freeing. And so with the to-do list, I agree with everything that was said there. I have an asterisk, though. For people that are prone to want to beat themselves up, Brandon, because I was that way as well, and I still can do it every once in a blue moon. If you don't cross it off, you can't beat yourself up. The to-do list is to free your mind.
You're right.
It's to free your mind, put it on paper, and a reminder when you start getting older. But it's not a place to beat yourself up if it's not all marked off. I stopped doing, this is Monday, this is Tuesdays, this is Wednesdays. I stopped that crap. I have one big one in their order of importance. And sometimes they change. Sometimes one below now becomes higher and the other one's there. And you can work all that out to make it easy to do that. Because if you're prone to beat yourself up, all you'll do, you won't look at the things you did Monday. You'll look at the things you didn't do and you'll think you're a failure.
By the way, I have one big one too. It's not a list of any kind. as we continue this random self-help moment, the other thing, too, is when we're talking about like not responding to things right away, not dealing with things right away, when the other, if there's another party involved, when the other person makes it an issue, That's their problem, not yours, which is also part of that growth of self-confidence and understanding that, hey, you know what? I hear you. See, I never say understand because I don't. I hear you that you're upset that I haven't responded to you in 3 days. However, what you were asking me or what you're needing is not a priority of mine right now. Yeah. Doesn't mean you aren't. I validate you as a human, all that other crap. But this, tell me why I have to deal with this. You know, it's another version of the old manager's line. I don't know if they still use it. A problem or a mistake on your part does not create an emergency on mine.
That was my mantra years ago, when I used to do promotions director.
Don't run into my office with a problem that you created and then demand that I fix it.
I used to hold that up and put it in people's faces.
You can come in and say,
read this.
Hey, I screwed up updating you. Do you have any suggestions? That's all fine. Running in saying, oh my God, I didn't get this done and it's all my fault. Now fix it. No. Not in work, not in life, et cetera.
This is such a great conversation to be having because a lot of these things, of course, I already know, but it's great reminders because I thrive on being checked on things, especially when I go down those roads of old habits and behaviors. And to Don's point about the to-do list and not having a date on it, because you'll beat yourself up if you go back and look at, this is what I was supposed to do on that date. And if I didn't get to it, absolutely, I'll beat myself up. So I changed this morning on my to-do list, no date, just high priority, mid priority, and low priority. And my low priority is my favorite because it says low priority, but treat it as high priority. And this is my low priority list that I treat as high priorities. Remember to breathe. Focus on one thing at a time. Be gentle on yourself.
Yes.
Are you breathing still? Know your worth.
Oh, I love
sit
that.
Up straight and breathe, blanker.
Nice.
Blanker.
Also from yesterday, we were talking about the latest on Ozempic and how divided it makes everybody. Some people say it's a miracle. Others say, oh my God, all these side effects, et cetera. It led us down the rabbit hole of people who are getting various meds, including now Ozempic and is it Wegovy or whatever, other versions of that. And you're getting them online without a doctor. Not in like the telemed thing, not even like checking in like on those various websites where you're apparently allegedly talking to a doctor. But
it's like you're ordering mascara.
Exactly. And so I brought up, I said, and other people educated me that in some cases there are legal versions of it. Meaning they're supposed to be regulated. They're supposed to be doctors on the other end. I don't want to start throwing out names because it's just a rabbit hole I don't want to go down. But then there's also the wait a minute, is this somebody in India or China who's just sending it? So Gregory wrote in and said, I had a friend that was getting his meds from a website. It was all fine and dandy for 3 months. One day he got what he thought was his prescription, but it wasn't. But it looked similar to his normal drug. So he thought, and you know, that happens at pharmacies. Although usually they put a label on it that says your pills look different.
They've changed the color. So that's happened to me. I do. My father-in-law, Pops, that lives with us, I do his pills. And the first time that happened to me, I was like, okay, he got the wrong thing. And then I saw the note.
Right.
I was like, this pill's not this color.
Yeah.
Nor this shape. What the hell happened? What'd they give me?
I had it happen recently, and they didn't put the label on there. And I had to go back and go, wait a minute. Gregory says so that his friend gets it. It looks like his normal drug. Or like similar to his normal drug, he already showbizzed himself and said it wasn't. Well, when he took it, he had an allergic reaction that almost killed him.
Oh my God.
No.
Thankfully, he pulled through. I would go to a doctor if I needed a prescription, he said.
So if you order your prescriptions online and they come back and they're not the shape that you're normally used to and they're shaped like Flintstone vitamins, probably not the right medication.
Speaking, when we were talking about all of that too, Dawn brought up the how frustrating for people. I think it was when we were talking about Ozempic face or maybe, but all within this whole conversation, for people who go out and genuinely do, not that it's an advocation for this is the only way to do it, but for people who go out and do the traditional change their diet, exercise, lose weight by changing habits or whatever, then they all get accused of, oh, you're on Ozempic. And I said, well, you know, it's like if you're, especially if you're a woman, if you look good over insert age here, I don't know what it is these days, 40, 50. Oh, you had work done. And they didn't. They're like, no, and like they're like, no, I've had nothing done. I just.
There are those unicorns that just look. It's like, how do you not? Okay. At this age, there's wrinkles, but you don't have them. And that is the first place we go. But right. It could just be hereditary with beautiful skin.
And literally no one will believe them.
No, actually no. And we'll be like, where do you go? Because that's as good of a job as they do. Because you can't tell.
And it is, of course, worse if you're in the public eye in any way. So I laughed when I saw out loud yesterday. Kelly Osbourne, who had a son named Sydney in 2022, did a brand new interview. After she had her son, she shed 85 pounds. And, of course, she in her interview yesterday, she said, quote, "Everybody thinks I took Ozempic. I did not take Ozempic. My mom took Ozempic," end quote. Kelly revealed that her weight loss. Now, I'm not saying she's telling the truth. I don't know who to believe anymore, ever, especially celebrities. But she says that her weight loss was prompted after she developed something called gestational diabetes during pregnancy.
Yeah.
If you don't correct, can turn into diabetes.
Yep.
She says, "I had to lose the weight that I had gained during pregnancy. Otherwise, I was at a higher risk of actually getting diabetes, which I did not. I cut out sugar and carbohydrates, and I rapidly lost weight." And, quote, the confusion also gets added to the fact that Kelly, of the idea of Kelly Osbourne using Ozempic stems from her previously defending the weight loss drug. Earlier this year, on January 20th, in an interview, she made it clear that she's a fan of Ozempic as an option for people. Which that created headlines at the time because her mom, who has admitted to taking it, had a terrible experience with Ozempic. So there was the original, how can Kelly say she's pro-Ozempic when her mom says she took it and had a terrible reaction? Now it's, see, she's pro-Ozempic and she took it because...
It sounds like Kelly is not going to make a decision based on the fact that it was terrible for her mom and recognizes that it might be good for other people.
Imagine
and not just, right? But a lot of us, it's like, well, that happened to my mom, so it should be off limits for everyone.
Anybody and Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody
and Dawn Show.